Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And we've been talking most of this hour about, well, or last hour, I should say. We were talking about college and, you know, the value of it and student debt and all those things. But you can take control of the airwaves here on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live by calling 855-450-FREE or giving us a Skype call. I don't know that there's any giving us a ring on Skype. I don't know. You can contact us through Skype. Our handle is lrn.fm. That's LRN as in Liberty Radio Network.fm. And let's go to the calls here. It's, oh, by the way, we did give our names, right?
We did.
Okay, good. Yeah. Let's go to, we'll give this name here then. Well, let's go to Matt calling in from Tennessee. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, contractual relationships are on my mind. And okay. Basically, because I was hearing you talk about Pork Fest and the problems they potentially could have with reservations and so forth. And I just think everybody is too tied up in asking other human beings for their permission to do stuff.
Okay. Like, can you give me an example?
For example, I think that people are probably naive and signing a contract with Verizon to accept the privileges that agreement invokes.
So you don't think people should have cell phone contracts? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think it goes deeper than that. I know that the second paragraph of Article 6 of the United States Constitution says that this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. And I think that paragraph right there is probably why Patrick Henry never did sign the Constitution. And what I see going on is just a lot of despotism. And the despotism comes from people that look to themselves for truth and not outside of themselves for truth.
I guess I am just lost here. Are you saying that people are signing away their freedoms by getting involved in contracts? Because I think that's true in the sense that I sign away a certain level of freedom when I've signed a cell phone contract. I'm not currently in a contractual relationship on a cell phone, but I do have one. But it also, I gain the freedom of having a cell phone. And one can make a great argument that technology is a freeing force.
Yeah, that's a pretty good comeback, but I absolutely think that cell phones are imagination of man, not of anything external to man. And it's just more of the same. People argue about stuff, and, you know, you've got this phony paradigm, this Hegelian dialectic that tries to...
What's a Hegelian dialectic? Could you explain that for our listeners who aren't familiar with that?
Okay, Friedrich Hegel said that, and I think he observed it, I disagree with the so-called right side of the Patriot Movement that says that, you know, he created something. I don't think Friedrich Hegel created this, but he observed something he characterized as thesis, antithesis, and then synthesis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's otherwise known as problem reaction solution. And we've been seeing a lot of that in the last 15 years or so. A lot of bad stuff coming down the pike through this thing called the United States Constitution. And that's another thing, just a sidebar right here. I think that people need to understand that there's a great big difference between the United States Constitution, which Patrick Henry, the great anti-federalist, would not sign, by the way, and the first 10 amendments, and that this United States Constitution was never implemented until it had been amended 10 times.
So I have something to say. I mean, I'm a little, this is kind of all over the map, but you don't have to have a cell phone contract, and it sounds like you don't. So what's the problem?
I've got one.
Oh, you do have one.
Yeah, I do.
So, okay, I can see how some people sign cell phone contracts, and they don't feel like that's a particularly fair contract. Is that, can you relate to that?
It's only because it's assumed at law that what you don't understand, you're liable for. And that's where I think Thomas Jefferson thought that the judiciary would be the despotic branch. So I guess I don't really...
I guess Thomas Jefferson was wrong, because I think all of the branches are despotic.
Yeah.
Matt, I do appreciate the call. Thank you. 855 450 free. And I guess...
It's a lot bigger than just the cell phone contract, huh?
Well, I think the cell phone contract, if he's using it as an example, it's interesting. But I like to be able to have a cell phone if I'm on the side of the road, right? And, you know, broken down.
Yeah.
Life was different two decades ago when you had an automobile problem. Yeah. And cell phones are freeing and provide a great deal of safety now that we didn't have back then. So I think that that's a, you know, that's obviously a really great thing.
Yeah, but if I could get a cell phone and not have to obligate myself, not have to sign a contract like the typical cell phone contracts these days, I would prefer that.
Go to Walmart. I mean, the fact is that they have they've solved this problem. Now the cell phone contract is going the way of the dinosaur, and it's only taken about 15 years. I mean, it's hard to say when cell phones occurred. My mom had one back in the mid-80s, but she worked as an engineer for the phone company, and at the time, very few people had them. So, basically, 10 pounds too. Right. I mean, essentially, it's now you don't have the contract the same way.
Yeah, but admittedly, though, a lot of people now are complaining, okay, we're getting rid of the contracts, but now people are complaining about the price of the phone. Because most people in the United States have no idea.
Right, they think that phones are $1.
Yeah, or that they're like even $100. No, I think they're $700.
Right, I think it's awesome that they're figuring that out, that they've got a $500 piece of equipment in their pocket. That's a really great thing. That's an empowering thing.
Yeah.
Because suddenly now you're carrying, you can see the price tag of the thing you're carrying around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go to Jeremiah in Arizona. Jeremiah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello. I just wanted to talk to you guys about homesteading. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with homesteading. It's basically you take a piece of property that's abandoned or nobody's claiming any ownership to it, and you mix your labor with it or make some kind of a claim on it and make it yours.
That, at least what I've been looking up, I don't know if it pertains to just properties that are abandoned. But
So you're just talking about getting a piece of property that is completely undeveloped and developing it?
Well, and not even that. I mean, it can be developed. I'm not an expert or anything. I've just been kind of looking up.
How would you define homesteading based on what you understand?
If you were to purchase your own property, you know, outright, I'd say outright, but and you kind of either build a house or a little house, or you can even use a little trailer or RV, and then try to basically live off the land without, you're not really necessarily paying a mortgage, I guess, the goal of it.
So that's not what I understand the term.
Some people do use that term homesteading for just that, basically the development of a piece of land.
So basically like survivalism, kind of off the grid living.
Jeremiah, I do this.
I guess
Jeremiah, listen. Wait a second. I've got an 800 square foot cabin sitting on 11 wooded acres that over the course of 5 years we've cleared. My wife has something between a large garden and a small farm, and I've got pigs. And I've got to say that this is not a solution to any problem other than I want to live like this.
Oh, no, I'm not at all saying that. I'm just curious if it's very popular up there, especially in what,
Very.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah, very popular.
The Free State Project or whatever, but
it's very popular, yes. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession? Or at worst, depression. Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind. That's 855-453. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And I want to tell you real quick about this weight loss product that I've been taking. I've been having some luck with this one, and I gotta say, you know, when it comes to sort of nutraceutical products, I'm kind of skeptical. This one I've been taking for 4 weeks, a little over 4 weeks now, and I have lost going on 5 pounds. I'm pretty happy about that. And if it's worked for me, it likely could work for you. Clearly, there are some pills out there that must work as far as taking off the pounds. This one's called Axia 30, and it's packed with antioxidants that provide countless health and anti-aging benefits, besides helping me lose weight. It has a full 3-month money-back guarantee. If it doesn't work for you, then you get your money back. It's that easy. 800-543-6613. It's 800-543-6613 for Axia 30. 800-543-6613. All right, let's go to... hold on just a second. I'm trying to push these buttons here. All right, Bolton calling in from Akron, Ohio. Bolton, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's actually Dalton.
It's Bolton now, soldier.
Michael Bolton.
Anyway, I am with the Peaceful Streets Project in Sandusky, and I wanted to promote some activism that we're going to be doing all this week.
Okay.
So this week in Sandusky is Ohio Bike Week.
Where is Sandusky, Ohio?
Sandusky, Ohio is exactly between Toledo and Cleveland, Ohio.
All right.
The same town where Cedar Point is.
What
means nothing to me.
Cedar Point is a really nice amusement park. You really should go check it out sometime.
Okay.
okay.
Anyway, lots of neat roller coasters, but hey, that's not what I'm here to talk about. I think Ohio Bike Week is kind of like the big motorcycle gathering in Sturgis, except a little bit smaller. And there's going to be bands and a lot of bikers and a lot of people drinking. So what Peaceful Streets Sandusky wants to do is get out there, film the police, make sure they're accountable, and try to inhibit the ability of the police to generate revenue through peaceful means, of course. Just by video recording them, they are less likely to brutalize and steal money from people. And I was out there with them yesterday, and we actually prevented a guy from going to jail just by recording the police interaction. He's a local known to get in trouble all the time, and we just happened to be there one of those times that he was getting arrested, well, technically detained anyway. So we started videotaping, and the police actually let him go and, you know, essentially walked away from him. So
now, there's an interesting story that came out, and it's actually there's at freetalklive.com is the top story at this moment. It's Montreal Policeman's Brotherhood wants uniform-mounted cameras. And I think that cameras at an interaction are a really great thing. Now, I think that there's a problem to some extent with cameras that are completely controlled by the police, and that oftentimes when these cameras can be used to exonerate someone...
conveniently they lose the footage, or the camera wasn't working that time.
It's happened quite a bit. However,
I think
that really, you know, people filming interactions with the police is good for everyone because it protects the police from people telling lies. People tell lies about their interactions with police all the time, and it protects the police in that circumstance. It protects the individual. Police tell lies about their interactions with people all the time. It's 2013. I don't need to hear you testifying on the stand. I don't care whether you wear a silly hat for a living or not. I mean, show me the video where it didn't happen.
Right. So there's going to be a lot of people in Sandusky, more than normally are there. A lot of people there are going to be from out of town. So basically what we're doing is asking for anybody who's listening right now and who is in the Ohio area or even Michigan or Pennsylvania, you know, if you're within a couple hours' drive, grab your video camera, come down to Sandusky. We're going to organize all throughout the week in front of the Central Plaza. If you're in Sandusky, you just got to get on Columbus Avenue and keep driving until it stops.
Let's not get too specific on where we're at, Dalton, but I do appreciate people getting involved with other folks.
Being hosted at. So,
what's that?
Like, they're going to have a stage there, and that's where the event is at.
I got you. Well, I hear you, but I'm more interested in people doing these kind of events where they are. It's a good idea to go places and get a little practice first from people who have experience. And if you'd love to, I'd love if you go to our wall at freetalklive.com. But people aren't sitting there with a pencil and paper waiting to write down where they should be running off to next weekend. It's just it's not effective on the radio. What's that? I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
It would be nice if they were.
Indeed, it would. Thanks for the call, Dalton. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. And since I'm having a little trouble with the Skype, I'm just going to go unscreened to Stephen here on the Skype. Stephen, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, just a little known fact. You don't need a cell phone contract to call emergency number 911.
That's true.
All of the phones are left with the 911 because here in Massachusetts, they give a lot of the former, quote-unquote, cell phones, the older ones, to a lot of the senior citizens.
Yeah, and it's true. You can have just a cell phone stuck to a cigarette charger thing in your car, and then you can call 911 if you need to call 911. And that's a great feature for it's essentially any cell phone that you've got that's just kind of old and lying about. Mostly when you want to make sort of an emergency call, I mean emergency call to friends and family to, you know, fix or AAA or something like that. But, you know, bottom line, 911's better than nothing.
And then they also have new phones out now that actually are hooked up to the Internet. If you have the Internet connectivity in the particular area that you're calling for. Of course, in some areas they don't have that, but they do have now internet phones that you can piggyback off regular internet Wi-Fi systems in the particular area, and you could call like Skype, almost like Skype, but it's actually a cell phone, and it's basically it works exactly like Skype.
Right. Yeah, no, those are really handy. Also, too, most phones, even the most expensive and advanced phones, you don't have to be able to say it was one you found on the side of the road or something, or it was somebody else's that you're just borrowing. To make an emergency call, you don't have to actually unlock the phone.
Correct.
There's a button that you can just hit emergency call and you can get in touch with 911 or something, which is a great feature.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Stephen. And I think that this is It's interesting. It's one of those areas where I'm like, you know, the government struck, you know, the clock struck right once. You know, the 9/11 911 thing, being able to make that call from just sort of any telephone, that was a mandate from the government. And, you know, I guess that's a good one that they managed to pull off. Not
Do
to
you
say,
think cell phone providers might have done that anyway, though?
I don't know. I mean, we don't live in...
It's great
it's
PR.
It's hard to say. It is. It's also costly to implement. And I
how many people are calling 911, though? I mean, not that many all the time.
Not that many all the time. And how many don't have cell phone costly. Contracts that when they do?
Sure.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire 3-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We've been all over the board tonight. Then again, that's kind of the point here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever you want, be it homesteading or cell phone contracts, student debt, college degrees and their value, whatever it might be. We welcome your call. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. They make it possible for you to deposit money in like more than a million locations around the world. And that means there's one, I'm willing to bet, there's one within 10 miles of you. If you're hearing my voice, there's probably a location. If you go to BitInstant.com where you can deposit, you know, whatever your currency is in your, wherever you live, because Free Talk Live's, you know, all over the world, people are listening, and have bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet by the time you return. It's easy. You just have to read their instructions. Go to BitInstant.com. They make it easy for you. It's BitInstant.com. Let's go to Richard calling in on Skype. We've had a lot of Skype calls tonight, and they sound crystal clear. It sounds like they're in the studio. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, Skype's pretty cool.
Indeed. What's on your mind, Richard?
Well, cell phone contracts and all that jazz. I've had cell phones, you know, I'm in my mid-40s, and I had cell phones back in the 80s when they were big enough to where you could fend off a mugger.
Yeah, right.
Or even throw it in a riot. Like, you could break a window. Like, they were good then. They were heavy.
Indeed.
And, that's
now,
good.
Before that, they came in a briefcase.
Right. No, I know. And you could hardwire them into the car, and every time you turn the car on, they initialized, mm-hmm. and you heard them go through their systems check and power up. But the problem I always ran into, I've been cell phone free now for a few years. I live off grid.
With a kid.
And, yeah, well, got DSL. But, and I had a, I'm not, I, you know, I had Commodore 64, and so I'm not technology shy. I had a cell phone that fit my wallet, like, in the early 2000s. And, but the problem I always ran into with every carrier, they get you on these contracts, and then they make up these bills. Like, quarterly, I'd have to always, every time I've had a cell phone, I'd have to call my provider and dispute, like, all these calls. They issue, you know?
Wow. Yeah, and to make it worse, they actually, if you want a detailed bill now, they charge you.
See, and that's what they do, and they like do Enron accounting and pad their books. they'll throw a bunch of mud out there and see if it sticks, because some people are busy, don't notice or whatever.
And further than that, even they have the advantage because they can report to the credit agencies, and you can't.
Exactly.
If they say you owe them $500,
uh-huh.
and you say, exactly. I don't owe you $500, exactly what, you know, where was the onus created for me to have to dispute your bill? I have disputed it. I've said I don't owe you that, and I'm not paying it. And
uh-huh. How did that work out for you?
Well, it goes poorly. then, you know, it gets turned over to collections, and the collections company says, yeah, you owe this. They said you owed it. You owe it. And you're like, nope, I don't owe it. And then it's difficult to get another cell phone contract at that point, and it's a big pain in the butt.
You just can't do business with people like that, and that's the problem. Like the whole business model of a lot of the tech industry is to do that type of thing, and I think it's just to pad books and things, because I don't know, over the years I've noticed it tends to come quarterly or around when earnings are reported and things. And so it's best just to not do business with people like that and invest in healthy children. And
you know,
that's brought into the homesteading. Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry, Richard. There's another, I guess, alternative that I see, which is that if the state weren't in there regulating these industries so heavily, there would be a lot more opportunity for people to come in and compete and offer cell phone services that were a lot more honest, and you didn't have to deal with those things. I mean, I think if consumers have more choices, it's always going to be going better for them. But right now, it's so hard to become a new cell phone provider because you got to deal with what the FCC and all these. It's pretty regulated.
Well, the contract model is basically dead. At this point, right. I mean, it's in its death throes.
Regulation's bad, but the thing I'll say is I've had a few properties that don't have cell phone coverage, and I've got a better insect population, and just they're more closer to nature. And
you know, you think that the cell phone towers have something to do with the insect population?
Yeah,
I don't know. I had a pickup truck that used to. Whenever it got near, like, huge cell things, you'd hear it, like, you could hear people's conversations over the radio, and then the truck would start bucking and pull to the side. It was a 01 Chevy S10, and
wow.
I'd turn it off for a minute and then turn it back on, then it would drive again. So I've had a truck that's been taken out by cell phone towers and stuff.
Wow.
So.
I've certainly heard a lot of people are blaming, like, the lack of bee population on cell phones.
Isn't the natural place to go on that pesticides being used on all our food?
Well, that too, but
that's something too. The county I lived in, they just drove an unmarked truck up the road spraying. I've been in agriculture for most of my life, and so I have pesticide licenses. And I was shocked to see a county truck unmarked spraying weeds on like up and down the road, just spraying the road about a month ago. I was shocked.
It's hard to separate what's causing those effects out, right? Like they could be related. Like in areas that have a lot of cell towers, there could also be a lot of pesticide use.
Richard, I'm going to let you get back to that cute little baby there. 855-453. I am highly skeptical of claims about cell towers because, to me, a cell tower is an FM transmitter. And having worked under transmitters my whole life, or at least my whole adult life,
Okay. Well, first you got to put a lot of these cell towers are often double duty towers now.
Yep.
And a lot of that was one of the things when they sold off when they stopped using normal television signals and they went to HDTV.
Right.
They sold all those towers
right.
to cell phone companies. A funny thing that I could do when I used to do as a kid because I wanted my own lightsaber is my dad actually told me to hold up one of those long fluorescent bulbs.
Yep.
And point it at, get right up onto those big power, transformer
yep.
power lines.
The power lines, yeah.
Yeah, and it would light up.
That's true.
Now, granted, that's a lot different, I suppose, from a cell phone tower, affecting your vehicle. But to say that there isn't something, that effect couldn't occur, I'm open to it, but I don't know.
I do believe that there's an effect from power lines, and I think that that's sort of quantifiable and has been studied.
What's the effect?
I've heard of all kinds of different claims, and I don't, I'm not an expert in that area, but
are
I've heard
you talking about like cancer, people's hair falling out?
Or? Health effects.
Okay. Yeah, birth defects, things like that. I've heard similar. The only thing I can say is that it really, you shouldn't be able to light a light bulb in midair.
It's disturbing.
Mm. Okay. No matter where you are.
Yeah, it's disturbing, but I think to some extent if we took some time to affect it, there's probably some scientific effect. I don't know. But when it comes to radio towers, they've been around as long as these, high power electrical lines. And that you'd think that they would have studied this at some point or another and said, oh, yeah, that. Also, I've worked in radio my whole life. There's a lot of old engineers. These guys, radio engineers, I mean.
Right.
These guys are working with, under 100,000 watt FM transmitters, which is bigger than any cell phone tower, I can assure you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fine. Engineers tend to be a little weird, but whatever. That's beside the point. They're fine. They're living their lives and things are going, I haven't heard of any more incidences of cancer there. As far as homesteading goes, I think you should homestead if you like the idea of homesteading.
Right.
But I just don't think that it's a solution to too many other problems. Being a homesteader myself, I just that's what my my concern is that it somehow it's portrayed as a solution to our modern woes.
Do you feel freer?
In some ways. Yeah, in some ways I do.
I suppose that's
but I pay more for pork, and I raise the pork myself. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast, topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis, even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years. Imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Call in. Talk about what you want to talk about. We've been all over the board tonight here on Free Talk Live.
I love being all over the board.
Indeed. cell phone towers, killing the bees, cell phone contracts, homesteading, student debt, whatever you want to talk about. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
So, and speaking of anything we want to talk about here on Free Talk Live, you got a pretty interesting one, don't you, Stephanie?
You found it interesting.
I did, yeah.
I actually do, too, because I think there's an issue in here about autonomy, about agency of people. And it's a medical story. It's headlined, Female Viagra Libido Fears May Create a Nymphomania Epidemic. And this is from the
Inquisitor. Oh, yeah, that's terrible. Inquisitor. My goodness, a nymphomania epidemic. By the way, nymphomania gets a lot of credit where it's apparently, as I understand it, they don't act, real nymphomania. Women, you know, who are, and you can only be women who are afflicted with nymphomania. That's the, it's a gender-specific affliction.
I think it's a political diagnosis. I don't think it's actually real.
Well, supposedly they can't actually get sexual pleasure, so they sacrifice quantity for quality. I don't know. I cannot claim to you whether, I certainly haven't studied nymphomaniacs. My wife wouldn't let me near them. But I know the male term is satyrism.
I don't know if they really exist, though. That's the thing. Like, there's been a lot recently written about sex addiction. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, whenever there's a celebrity, basically, that cheats on their spouse, they say, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm getting therapy, I'm a sex addict, I couldn't help it. But sex addiction isn't necessarily real. Like, it has these very vaguely ill-defined criteria. Often it's basically just you like sex more than the therapist, and so you get
the diagnosis.
Or you
don't like your boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah, or your girlfriend or your wife, whatever. So I'm very skeptical about sex addiction, and I don't know about nymphomania either. It might even be a dated term. Like, it might have been something that was in a previous incarnation.
She's got the vapors.
Yeah, exactly. Like hysteria.
My dear, you seem to be feeling a little melancholy.
So anyway.
Well, I think it's been a wonderful tease on this, but let's go right to see
if we'll
we can
keep
get
teasing
to
him.
John calling in from North Carolina. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, folks.
Hey, you know that coin that you guys talk about? What is it? A BIT?
Bitcoin.
How do you spell that?
BIT, B-I-T.
Coin.
Bitcoin?
Yeah.
What is it? B-I-G, big coin?
B-I-T, bit, as in past tense of bite.
Okay, I got it. B-I-T, big. Hey, did you see last week there where worldwide they had a roundup of different people worldwide that came to about $8 billion in bitcoins?
Are you talking about the Liberty Reserve roundup where people were arrested in Costa Rica and a couple of countries?
Yeah, but when I say roundup, it's like, you know, it's like being out on the open range and rounding up cattle in that sense. All these people were rounded up worldwide, and it had to do with the Bitcoin, and it was estimated to be about $8 billion. And
is there $8 billion in Bitcoins? I thought it was 1.5.
No, the market cap of Bitcoins is something like less than $2
billion. Yeah, there aren't $8 billion worth of Bitcoins currently, and if in the Liberty Reserve arrests, there were 7 arrests.
So we should say what Liberty Reserve is.
Right.
It was a currency exchange mechanism, and it was based out of Costa Rica, and they were being accused of their service being used for money laundering, and because they didn't verify people's names.
But they didn't use Bitcoins at all.
Well, it was a way to use to buy Bitcoins. Okay. So it does have a Bitcoin connection. So you could put money into a Bitcoin exchange via Liberty Reserve, and in that way, perhaps your ID would not have been sufficiently verified to satisfy the U.S. government. And then, you know, that's the connection with Bitcoin, I think.
How does the U.S. government feel about this coin and the use of it? I mean, are they against it? Are they trying to stop it? Or
I think in general they're against it, or if anything, they want control of it. But that's part of the annoyance to the government, is that it really can't be controlled. I mean, it's an anonymously designed currency, and it has a lot of basis in cryptography, so it's very, very difficult, and it's decentralized, so it's very, very difficult to be controlled. So I don't think they like it very much.
Do you think bartering will come back in the future as a way of getting business done, bartering for goods and services?
I can't see that, because what can you do with half a shovel? You know what I mean?
Very, you know, you could do stand-up comedy. That was fun.
Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
Okay, so I guess we have to pay the tease. So a new female Viagra, in quotes, called Librido, is currently being developed by scientists. And
now, Viagra doesn't actually give men libido. It gives men the ability to act upon a libido, right?
Yeah, it's actually was developed initially as a blood pressure drug, because what it does is dilates blood vessels, but this one in particular...
The first person to try that, I was like, hey, look at this!
Yeah, exactly, it has this effect, and so then it was used as a drug for so-called erectile dysfunction, or ED.
Okay.
And it's also used recreationally by some people, you know, and it dilates blood vessels on women, too, so... you know, potentially the same drug. There are some women who do use Viagra.
Yeah, I've heard of this. I don't know exactly. I don't know enough about this. Why don't you explain to me what that does for those women that use it?
Well, it would have the same effect as it would on men. It just increases blood flow to the genitals, and they would get, you know, I guess arousal is in people's heads, you know, but physically they could have a response where they have more blood flow to that region.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway... There's a new drug that's being developed by scientists, and reportedly the trials are very effective, perhaps too effective, say some, with libido fears allegedly raised that women who desire sex more will destroy society.
Women that desire sex more will destroy society.
Yes, we cannot unleash this drug upon society. It will result in the downfall of civilization, and this is what some people are saying.
That's awful. That's crazy backward thinking. Now, as my understanding, that sort of during the women's suffrage movement, that chastity, chastity might even be the right term, but the sort of, you know, thing surrounding women not wanting sex was sort of proffered in exchange for equality. It's a speculative theory. I don't know the answer.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Do you mean the women were saying, okay, we're going to not have sex, okay, if you let us vote?
The women don't say anything. Really what it is oftentimes you'll find activists that want women to do this or to do that. Once they convince a majority of women that that's what they want, they get it. So women's activists generally are dealing with women. There are, and women, in my opinion, are the moving force in society. So when they convince enough women that, yes, we need to be able to vote, then suddenly they get the vote. It's not convincing the men, because every one of these guys that votes on whether or not women get to vote has a wife at home, and she's going to tell them what for. So
are you saying that there were activists who wanted women to be able to vote who convinced all the women to not have sex with their husbands until they supported women's voting?
That is not what I'm saying. Okay. I think that was used as a system at times, and you know, it's an effective system, and it's been used in the past. What I'm saying is that sort of a lot of things happen with women's suffrage movement. It didn't have to do with women voting. It had to do with abstinence of drinking, less, showing that women are equal to men by being able to control their sexual urges, and just all kinds of weird stuff.
I think it had to do with half of the world's population not paying taxes.
Okay.
I think that's what
that I think that's a more logical explanation. But
fine.
I know that with Prohibition, for instance, there was a lot of Christian roots in the temperance movement.
Oh, yeah.
There were lots of women who probably would have espoused things like chastity and marriage and things like that, and also wanted to ban alcohol.
So what is, they have a speculation as to why women taking this drug and having more sexual desires is going to bring down Western civilization?
Yeah, so this article from the Inquisitor says the female Viagra or libido fears are certainly not the root of the hysteria over female sexual agency. Every year we see such fears play out in debates over birth control, reproductive choices, and whether or not pregnant teenagers should be forced to hide behind plants in their yearbooks. I guess that happened, the pregnant teenager was asked to hide behind a plant. A lengthy New York Times piece on libido and libido fears quotes researchers and experts on the female Viagra, namely that the saying that the fabric of our way of life will be deteriorated if women become more interested in sex. They're worried that it will create sexually aggressive women.
So 16-year-old women are going to get a hold of libido and want to hump the world? Is that the claim here?
Apparently.
We can't have this drug that will help people in their lives because kids might get it. Does that sound like anything else you've ever heard of?
I think they're talking about adults.
855 453 Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.